right to development of children and future generations. Mr. Vice President, with the motto to leave no child behind, India's child rights approach is reflected in its continuous efforts to strengthen the systemic framework for the protection and promotion of children's rights. This includes the development and effective implementation of progressive legislations and policies such as the Right of Children to Free and Compulsory Education Act, the Protection of Children from Sexual Offences Act, the Prohibition of Child Marriage Act, the Juvenile Justice, Care and Protection of Children Act, the Commission for the Protection of Child Rights Act, and the Child and Adolescent Labour Prohibition and Regulation Act. Further, the National Plan of Action for Children was developed and launched in 2017, outlining four key priority areas: survival, health and nutrition, education and development, protection and participation. To implement the plan of action, the Revised Child Protection Services Scheme was formulated and implemented, which has now been subsumed under Mission Vatsalya, a roadmap to achieve child development and protection priorities aligned with the SDGs. Mr. Vice President, India remains committed to the implementation of the right to development and will continue to support the activities of the Special Rapporteur. I thank you.
Thank you. I now would like to give the floor to Sudan.